True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
That team sure did suck last night. They just plain sucked. I've seen teams suck before, but they were the suckiest bunch of sucks that ever sucked.
Steve Rosenbloom.
There was a keg stand I lost to an 81-year-old lady. She got off the main floor but it was really close.
Mark Grody.
I've been waiting to get a hold of this guy for years. Channel 2 News is out there interviewing people. Yeah, I've been talking to my wife about getting Steve. He once connected my dots and more to my blade. I'm going to dunk his ass.
They suck, so you don't have to.
Can't you morons do anything right?
Founding members of the WB Club.
Smoke weed every day.
The three words that describe this show, and I quote.
Stink, stank, stunk.
It's Saturday Suckage on the Score.
We should be 670 WSUK.
I'm Steve Rosenbloom. It's Saturday Suckage. Let's take roll, CL. Who else is here? Grobber.
It sucks and it freebases.
Don Cooper.
If I think something sucks, I'll tell you it sucks.
Jake Arrieta.
This sucks. Really, it does.
Albert Almora.
Damn, Willie, man, like, do we suck?
Eloy Jimenez.
Hey, you guys not gonna make anywhere. You guys suck. And when I got traded the next day, oh, welcome to the sock team.
Toby!
Oh my God, the sock!
Random Bears fan.
And the we suck!
Terry Moore!
Finally made a list of somebody who thinks he sucks besides I do.
Lim Hendricks!
I wouldn't say seeking perfection, it's just mainly trying not to suck.
Julie Swyka.
Man, that sucks.
Wilson Contreras.
Losing suck. I'll tell you that, and that's all I can say.
George Went.
We had fun, but there you go. I sucked.
Garth Algar.
Get it off, man! Get it off! It's sucking my will to live!
Steve Dahl.
Disco sucks!
Candace Parker.
I mean, it sucks.
Roquan Smith.
Yeah, man. Sucks.
Zach Levine.
It sucked to have game one.
Tyler Farengol.
I suck, so you guys don't have to.
Yeah, that's the team effort. That's playing for, that's you making a play. Welcome to Saturday Suckage. We suck so you don't have to. We're broadcasting live from the Hyundai Score Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealer. Phone number here at the Score, 312-644-6767. That'll get you to our listener line, powered by BetQL. Bet smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL app today or visit BetQL.com. That number, 312-644-6767, also gets you to the Scores tech zone. And here you go. Popping right up. 630, this text sucks. Bang! Exclamation point. Well, welcome to the show. A great way to finish out the year. This is the last suckage of the year. And I want to thank everyone who listened, called, texted, spoke English, and sparked a number with the Wake and Bake Club. I've received a number of texts, messages lately talking about how Saturday Suckage Experience and the Wake and Bake Club, and thanks for allowing me to keep you company and be part of your weekend. It was surprising. You never know where these things are going to come from. It was quite touching. And so all I can say is this. Thank you. And as long as nobody important listens, I'll be back in 2024. And think of what we have to look forward to in 2024. Chris Getz, the ill-equipped GM, now GMing the White Sox, will put together a lineup with a team batting average under 200 and a starting rotation with an ERA over 6. Bold move, Cotton. Let's see how that works out. Cubs will still tell us Jed Hoyer is being financially intelligent by signing a manager for a record amount of money and not giving him any players. The Bulls may yet figure out, there's always hope, they need to trade not just Max Levine, but also Arturas Karnishevas. And the Blackhawks will continue to focus solely on the next chance to see Connor Bedard score a Michigan goal. And the Bears, 2024, they will stand in the spotlight with the chance to make perhaps the greatest move in franchise history. Or the greatest mistake in franchise history, give or take Phil Emery, Mark Trestman, or Ryan Pace, Matt Nagy collaboration. Remember when this segment started with some sentimentality? Yeah, no, neither do I. But still, I'm grateful for all the suckageers who tune in on Saturday and participate. And the Wake and Bakers who, wake and bake and enjoy the buzz of whatever I'm saying. And speaking of the WB Club, we are banding together. I have some Wake and Bake Club news that could save the city. Pot could save the city. And believe me, Chicago needs saving. And in the cultural zeitgeist later on, we'll have the birthday to end all birthdays. My guest today will be Mark Rohde at 11:25. Mark covers the Bears for this here radio station, The Score, and Mark produces the daily report every weekday. I don't know if I can remember to ask him this, but I'm certainly going to try. Talking about last week, we were talking about CBD chews for dogs, and then they were there for pets. I was pointing. Texters and tweeterers pointed it out that there were and wanted me to ask if Mark ever gave Dave the cat CBD. I was talking about it last week. Julie Swyka led me down this list of the wakey wakey dog chews that she got for her little Ewoks. So I'm going to try to remember this week. CBD, cats be drugged. And I want to ask Mark if he does that for Dave the cat. But I'm going to forget. Grody's coming on soon. I will forget. So I need you to remind me. Text number is 312-644-6767. I'm not going to set a timer on my phone like I do for my pills. So you people have to remind me. Habarkish will make his regular visit at noon at 1240. This is really special and sad at the same time. Chuck Swirsky will be here. Radio voice. Radio play-by-play voice of the Bulls. Heard on this very radio station. He's going to join me. The Bulls play tonight against the unbeatless Sixers. Andre Drummond has a chance to, the guy's got 400 rebounds in the last 3 minutes. He's primed to play superhero against his former team, and that'll mean more dancing from Chuck. But the big reason I wanted to talk to Chuck is this. If you, Joey Meyer passed away at age 74, and you might be wondering why people are talking about this guy named Joey Meyer. If you followed Chicago sports just in the last 30 years, you would have no idea why. But if you followed Chicago sports for the 30 years before that, you couldn't miss Joey Meyer and the Meyer name. He played DePaul hoops for his dad, legendary coach Ray Meyer. He became an assistant coach under his dad and then followed his dad in the job and made the tournament 7 times in 13 years, twice getting to the Sweet 16. Understand, and this is why. Understand, youngins. DePaul basketball was a thing back then. College basketball used to be a thing in Chicago, not like now. And it was because of DePaul. And DePaul was a national power, something else you'd never see these days. You know, Joey Meyer's record shows him to be a good and sometimes great coach. He was a better human being. Chuck knew it. Chuck was a good friend of Joey Meyer's. He'll be here to talk about Joey Meyer, I meant. And he'll talk about the Bulls. Stick around for that, trust me. And stick around for this at 135 OMG. You got to hear Sean King. He was on Bernstein Holmes Friday. They're on Monday through Friday, 10 to 2 on this here radio station. Sean King launched an impassioned case for Justin Fields and for keeping him where he is, and you got to hear it. That'll be 135. Speaking of which, let's do some role play. I'm going to put you in Terry Bors' big puffy chair. Love me some Terry Bors' big puffy chair. So you're Ryan Poles. You're sitting in Terry Bors' big puffy chair, and you're considering your head coach's future. We're all doing it. It happens everywhere. It's in the newspapers, on the media. Consider, for starters, your coach's hiring practices. You got two assistants who were run out by HR for who knows what. Harassment, gambling, some serious, perhaps actionable things. And then you got another coach who can't coach the game in front of him or the player in front of him. Look, the NFL has eliminated playing defense, and Luke Getsy's and Justin Fields' offense still sucks. Getsy, the offensive coordinator hired by your coach, Ryan Poles, while you're sitting there in Terry Bors' big puffy chair, Getsy hasn't changed Fields as a ball security nightmare, hasn't made him more accurate, and hasn't shown he can coach a game that's there, the player who's there, after the first 15 scripted plays. The quarterback is good for an average of almost 2 fumbles and or interceptions a game. Fields' 84.5 passer rating this season ranks him below rookie Will Levis in Tennessee and way below rookie C.J. Stroud in Houston and below Jordan Love in Green Bay, good God. It ranks below Fields' rating from last year when he didn't have D.J. Moore. How's that Justin Fields no excuses tour going, everybody? And Getsy has yet to develop a go-to gimme play on 3rd-and-1, 4th-and-1. It's all gimmicks by Getsy's, which sounds like it could be a shop. And Etsy Getsy. Gimmicks by Getsy. So the guy in charge of the most important player in the game. And what does all this say about the head coach's attention to detail? What does this say about your head coach's research? His hiring of assistants. What does that say about trusting him to hire more? You're Ryan Poles. You're sitting there in Terry Bors' big puffy chair. You have no choice. Dump this coach. But wait, there's more. You know, the first pick in the draft, you get to bring in your quarterback instead of the one you inherited. You get to pair him with a new offensive-minded coach. You're Ryan Poles. You're sitting in Terry Bors' big puffy chair, and you have a chance to reset the way reset your Bears in a way we've never seen. But wait, There's still more. You're Ryan Poles. You're sitting in Terry Bors' big puffy chair. And you see your defense has improved. Now you wonder. Your defense has improved, and it's against a fourth-place schedule, sure. And you still saw a fourth-quarter choke like you saw earlier. A historically bad accomplishment by your defensive-minded head coach. But your defense doesn't suck anymore. That much is fair. And you wonder, do I have to keep this guy because of the defense? Or could a decent defensive coordinator coach this unit into respectability simply because Montez Sweat is there? You come to the conclusion that Eberflus is irreplaceable? You're Ryan Poles. You're sitting in Terry Bors' big puffy chair, and you had to tell that coach that some people might act like is irreplaceable. You had to tell that coach to play his best players more, specifically Montez Sweat. You know what? Maybe hire a guy who already knows that the team is better when your better players play. You're Ryan Poles. You're sitting in Terry Bors' big puffy chair, and you can't possibly bring back this coach, this offensive coordinator, this quarterback. New coach, new offensive coordinator, new quarterback, new hope to win a Super Bowl. You're Ryan Poles. You're sitting in Terry Bors' big puffy chair, and you cannot blow this chance. I'm Steve Rosenblum. We'll take a break when we come back. Mark Grody will be here to talk Bears events of the week and the game against the woeful Falcons coming up next. Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, Mark.
Yes. That is... I don't know if that should be Mark Grody's dial tone, you know, ring, or that should be his phone answer. Yeah, that's got to have a place somewhere in today's technical world.
Hi, Mark.
It's got a place right here.
Right here.
Doesn't need to be. We don't need to overdo it. I mean, it's got a special place when you and I talk. You play that for me. It makes me happy. It's our thing. You know what I mean?
You and I'm glad buddy. We have a song.
We have
a guttural yell.
How long have you and I been working together? Like, when did we start doing? When did I take over for your eighth different partner on the Saturday morning show? When did that? How long has this been going on now?
It's got to be 15 years.
Yeah, I guess so. I guess so. Because prior to me, I believe it was King Peruke.
It was.
If I'm not mistaken.
It was Brian Pauk.
Yeah, and then Mr. Peruk said, "Nah, I'm going FMU.
I hate this guy.
I'm going.
I gotta leave."
Yeah, yeah, I'm going to the other building. I'm going to the FM and the other company. And then it was Mark Rote, and then Jordan Bernfield, and then Mike Esposito, who's still here and better than ever. So.
And you know the best part about Espo is he co-coaches a baseball team with Brian Peruk.
Oh, that's right.
Their kids play on the same ball team.
Yeah, we all just sort of intermingle. Bernfield's
six
out
degrees
here.
Of Saturday suckage.
That's what it is. And you're the centerpiece, man. The chat champ was never part of suckage. Never.
No, he wasn't. We needed to make that suck once he left.
Exactly. He was too good. Too credible, too good. Yep.
Mark joins me on the guest hotline presented by Circus Sports Illinois, and we are talking Bears, Falcons tomorrow. Let me go back to the Arizona game. What did you learn, if anything, about the team, some players? What did you come away with that would be enlightening, insightful, or just plain good?
DJ Moore is a badass.
I thought you were going to tell me he's a bad dresser when he showed up.
That was Santa
outfit. The whole family.
Pardon me. I will add that layer to what I'm about to say as well. But man, I mean, he didn't. I thought he was going to not return to that game, and he had every reason to not come back in. Because of the ankle injury that he had injured and then tweaked the week before, tweaked even worse in the game against Arizona, and then managed to come back in sort of against all odds. And then really, honestly, makes the biggest play of the game. There's a third and four. The Bears, that was post Justin Fields interception. You're still, you know what I mean? Like that point where you're like, oh man, you're dreading what's going to happen in this game. And finally, there's the third and four. He gets open for a 7-yard play. It's a first down. And then your extended kicker, money extension, Cairo Santos kicks the field goal, and the game is over. So, essentially. So, I mean, that guy proved something to me. What else did I learn? Cole Kmet. Pardon me. I don't know what's going on here. Cole Kmet, man, he was off to a – he had, what, 104 yards in that game in the first half, first quarter, and before he was injured. So, it kind of like – it continued to show me the improvement that guy's made and the threat that he has become. I still don't want him to be my second leading receiver, but that dude is becoming a baller for sure. So Cole Kmet showed me something. I don't know if he's going to play tomorrow, but we'll see. And then, you know, it's the same old stuff with Justin Fields, like some really nice moments for him, but ultimately he throws that interception in the end zone in the fourth quarter, and as well as things were going, as much as you sit there and you hope for that guy, like it just like there was the interception. So it's just a little bit maddening when that occurs. And I guess on the overall, the Bears showed me that they can hold on to win and beat a bad team, and that they are better than the worst teams in the NFL.
Okay, we've raised the bar.
I mean,
to an unreachable level.
Is that not raising the bar from last year and even within this season?
Like within the season,
it felt like the Bears were one of the worst teams, and they, you know, they're not. They're just not. So
okay, well, that's good to know. 5-9 record. I mean, they really are what their record says they are.
6-9.
You can play what if all you want, but that's kind of it. And I could. It seems so. It's sort of cheesy print journalism at times, but when you look at the play, the interception you mentioned, and then you look at the play before that, that is the Justin Fields career, the experience, the argument for and against that guy. Those two plays, and they were back-to-back for
you. Back-to-back. Back-to-back. You're so right, man. So right. Because, he makes the big run to get them into the position to potentially throw the touchdown run or the touchdown pass, and instead he throws the interception. It's just, it's spot on. And it really, to me, and I don't know how other people feel, but I'm a human being. So when he does good things, and there's no cheering in the press box or anything like that, but a great play is a great play, and you're just kind of like, oh, you know, to yourself, you're like, that is great. That is great what he just did. And then the next play, it's an interception. You're like, aw. You know?
Aw. Like, I think there's a word missing on the end there. But yeah.
But and even the reaction that, like, early in that game on, like, social media, you know, I'm following everything while I'm watching the game. And, you know, the ardent Justin Fields supporters are like, here, this is it. I don't hear, you know, there's no complaints from anybody. Because it did look like Justin Fields, and that they were up 21-0. It did look like this was going to be his Mitch Trubisky Tampa Bay game, the one where Mitch Trubisky threw 6 touchdown passes and against a horrible Tampa secondary. And we all thought, well, maybe this is the liftoff. I thought that it looked like, and the Justin Fields supporters were out, this is going to be the one. And it wasn't too much farther after that the Bears, as they do, there is that lull that occurs in seemingly every game, and it confounds the Bears as much as it does everybody else. Confounded, man. I knew you were going to like that word.
Oh, yeah.
Confounded, man. And they talked about it. Like, I think Justin Fields, he was asked about that after the game, and I think his first words were, that's just us, man. And he gave a very thoughtful answer after that, but it's they know it's an issue. They know it's something. I mean, DJ Moore after the game was like, yeah, we just gotta continue making explosive plays and all of that. So they know it's an issue, and it's something that they got to get past if they want to do anything like really good or spectacular with this offense.
Darnell Mooney said it a couple weeks ago, and Justin Fields, I believe, in the postgame used the word complacent or complacency somehow, some version of that word. And it's mind-boggling that it could happen once for a team this awful, for an offense this bad, self-admitted, and then it happens on a regular basis, and there's nobody, that it happens is an indictment up and down the offensive side of the ball and the head coach and the offensive coordinator. But on the players first, how have you heard any decent answer for that? Because I'm sure it's been a topic of the conversation.
Not really a decent answer for it, but I've at least heard players, like I was just saying, admitting it's an issue and not saying it's just some sort of coincidence that it happens in these games. Like they're kind of shaking their heads too. I mean, you hear player like DJ Moore saying that we need more explosive plays. Is that an indictment on the offensive coordinator? Is that an indictment on the quarterback? Where does that land? Where does that culpability land when a player says we need more explosive plays? Is it on DJ Moore? I don't know. Like, does he have to get better at getting open? I would say if you want to play the excuse game in the previous game, against Arizona, DJ Moore was hurt in that game. We know that. He was more or less a decoy, and you did lose Cole Kmet, again, your second best wide receiver, and we know how ineffective Darnell Mooney has been this year. So really, I guess in that game and that isolated incident, that there is some understanding when you've got really nobody. To answer your question, I know I'm giving you the roundabout here. There really hasn't been a good, solid answer as to why this happens from players or really even from Luke Getsy, other than, you know, just going with not executing the plays that are at hand.
Mark Rohde is my guest. He covers the Bears for the Score. He also hosts, brings you, keeps you up to date, makes you smarter with the Daily Report.
Oh, man, you got it wrong again.
No!
God, this is every... All right. Tyler Farengol, I'm sorry to have to do this to you, buddy. You, sir... Because this is not on you, Tyler, but at all. You are going to need to get a huge sign put into the studio or sent to Steve from wherever he's broadcasting and just write the Daily Score for him, okay?
See, I thought I said that once. You told me I was wrong, but I was wrong about that. So I managed to get it wrong.
Yeah, you did. You did. I can appreciate that. You know, I struggled with a name earlier this week, famously, on the Bernstein and Holmes show. So I cannot be too mad at you for week after week not getting my precious podcast correct.
The daily score was
say it again. Say it 100 times.
The daily score.
The funny part is maybe the first week or two that I was doing it, and the great Ray Diaz was producing it, I kept messing it up. I'd be like, "Welcome to the Score Daily." I would like reciprocate. Ray'd be like, "You messed it up again."
Yeah.
I was like, "Oh yeah."
All right, I got cover.
I'm so, Mark Grote. Oh, you messed up your name again. What? Oh, okay.
So, is there a I would have zero reason to play Darnell Mooney the last 2 weeks. I know you have zero reason to bring him back. I would have zero reason to play him. I've not seen extraordinary effort. I've not seen extraordinary execution. I, in fact, have seen some heartbreaking and things that make you go whiskey, tango, foxtrot. I don't understand. Maybe the coach could make a point by saying, you know what, you're not playing well enough, and we sit guys who aren't playing well enough. I don't know what the deal is with him for a guy who was so close to being whatever kind of weapon the Bears could turn him into, to being like, what are you doing here? Whatever, you know, here, you get the Chase Claypool experience.
What happened to
him?
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I was actually thinking about this yesterday as I was driving about town, that I really think that Darnell Mooney is still going to have some really nice seasons in the NFL. I mean, he's still obviously very young. This is a guy on his finishing up his rookie contract with the Bears. This is a guy who's not that far removed from a 1,000-yard season. His rookie season was a revelation right from the beginning, because he was a fifth rounder and he had, you know, around 600 yards or so. And then, you know, obviously he had it on. And then there's been a downfall. So it's hard for me to pinpoint the why on this, but yeah, there is, again, my favorite word today has been culpability. There is culpability on his end too. He has dropped some passes. The connection with him and Justin Fields, ironically, is not very good. And I say ironically because those two work together a lot, and I think they're still best friends. So it's been a strange season, and every time we talk to Darnell Mooney, you know, he's feeling it, like, down about what's going on, but he has not been able to pinpoint what's going on. As for sitting him out the last two games, I don't agree with that. I mean, he's going to miss this game with a concussion. If he's still concussed and he needs to miss the Green Bay game, that's fine. You know, if both sides agree he sits out because he's not going to be back, I totally get that. But what I do know is that, I don't know if you remember this, but last year when Ryan Poles took over, he only name-checked a couple of guys that he really, really, really liked on this team. One was Cole Kmet and one was Darnell Mooney. So they cannot have liked the results that they have gotten from Darnell Mooney this year, but I know that they respect him immensely, and I know that he's respected immensely in that locker room as well. So in terms of just, like, at that point, what's the point of, with one game left, you're not going to the playoffs? You know, maybe if there was a playoff consideration, if you felt you had a better option, then maybe you do that. But yeah, I don't like the idea of just benching him at this point.
I think the better option is this. If I'm the coach and my job might or might not be in jeopardy, the better option for me is I'm going to show everybody that you make plays, you give me effort. Part of somewhere in the hits principle is keep trying and do it right. And he hasn't kept trying all the time. There have been some lifeless efforts and he hasn't been successful. And that's a rule around here. Your bosses might want to see it, and your roster might want to see it. So that's where I think it has value. That's where I think it has value for the coach to do something like that.
I hear you. I mean, we haven't heard the word loaf in a long time. I mean, that was such a theme last year when we were all learning the hits principle, and Flus was obsessed with it. We, the media, were obsessed with it, but we don't really talk about it anymore or ask about it too much. But yeah, I mean, if you're worried about him not being held accountable, if you feel that he's been loafing, then I promise you, Matt Eberflus has identified that on film, and the coaches have as well. But I don't know. This might be something, you know, that we learn about, or I will certainly try to learn about, if there is more to it with Darnell Mooney and the connection with Fields. If You know, I'm not trying to make excuses for Darnell Mooney, but, you know, in past years, he has told us postseason about injuries that he has had. So, and remember, going into the season, he was not 100% healthy, or he was, but remember, they were watching him very closely due to the leg injury. So I don't know if there's something like that, but now I'm just heading into excuse territory.
Okay, we'll skip that. And I want to thank 331 Texter and 815 Texter. They reminded me to ask you about this. I got into this. I was trading texts with Julie Sweika, and she told me that she got a text for, she got some new doggies that look like Ewoks. And one of the treats, the chews she got was Wakey Wakey. And so she thought of us. She thought of the Wake and Bake Show.
Wow,
and I said, really? Are there are there CBD? Are there pot dog things? And she said, yeah. And I looked it up. And there are also cat CBD chews and treats and things like that. So CBD stands for cats be drugged. But what I did, what I didn't do, and I asked Texters to remind me because I knew I'd forget, and they did remind me to ask you about Dave the Cat, if there's any CBD, if he's part of the feline Wake and Bake Club.
There's a lot to break down here. First of all, number one, I just like to go in order of things that my ears were hearing. First of all, hi, Julie.
Yeah,
hope you're doing well. Uh-huh. So there's my hello to Julie, one of the best. I love Sweika. That's number one. Number two, when I hear Wakey Wakey, all I think of is Duncan Keith going up to Brett Backus of the, is that his name, Brent?
David Backus,
because there was a couple of Backuses, going up to Backus of the Blues, and as he is, this is not funny, but it's funny. The guy is out. He is out on the ice, and Backus and a couple other, or Keith and a couple other guys are going, Wakey Wakey.
Yeah, that's
back.
True. Yes.
It's not funny, but it's funny.
Yeah.
I apologize to all the concussed. We have not ventured there, but I will tell you, Dave's got some anxiety, and I'm not, no joke. Like, Dave is, when I am here, Dave is just a normal cat who does normal cat stuff. And is playful and loving and all that kind of good stuff and sleeps like cats do. But Dave does, oh, hi, Dave. Does not, like, when other people come over, if he's in the midst of other people, he's gone. He does not trust anybody. And, like, I can't find him for, like, hours when other people are in his midst. So maybe he needs a little bit of Wakey Wakey when there's other people around.
All right. Well, they have anxiety chews, so you do that. You keep us posted on Dave the Cat's CBD use, all right?
I will. Good job. Remember to ask me, Steve.
Yeah. And we'll ask you on the Daily Score.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Bye.
Bye, Steve.
Bye. That's Mark Grody. One of the best. Best ever. Mark Grody will be reporting on the Bears. Let me remind you about this. Let me bring you this broadcast news. Before Chicago takes on Atlanta, tune in tomorrow from 9 to noon for the PNC Bank pregame show right here on 670 The Score, presented by your local Ford dealers and Fox Valley Coins. Join Zach Zaidman and Jim Schwantz as they'll get you set for the game. PNC Bank, official bank of the Chicago Bears. Then immediately following the game, we'll have instant reaction from Zach and Jim Schwantz on the Great Clips postgame show presented by Tullamore Dew. All of it can be heard on 670 The Score and the Odyssey app. After a break, I'm going to bring you the calculations needed to get the Bears in the playoffs. No kidding. They actually exist. Pete Schrager of Good Morning Football, he committed it to tape. We're going to bring you that. Saturday Suckage, Steve Rosenblum, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
It's Saturday Suckage on 670 The Score in Odyssey Station.
Steve Rosenblum, Saturday Suckage. We suck so you don't have to. The Bears suck too, but this is an unbelievable thing. The Bears do have a chance to make the playoffs. And Pete Schrager of Good Morning Football broke it down for you. Listen closely. Your head will spin. He goes all John Forbes Nash on you. This is an unbelievable thing. I want you to listen closely. You'll be tested on it later. Pete Schrager, Good Morning Football, how the Bears can make the playoffs.
So how could the Bears complete this remarkable turnaround and shock the world and earn a postseason berth? Producers, my music, please. For the Bears to make the NFC wild card round, the Bears must win their final two home games. That is against the Falcons this weekend with the great Jason McCourty on the call on CBS. And then in Green Bay in week 18, the Bears have to win those two games.
Okay.
Second, the Rams must lose their last two games. That means the Rams must lose to the Giants and then at the 49ers. Third, the Seahawks must lose their final two games. That's the Seahawks at home this weekend against the Steelers and then on the road in the desert against the Cardinals. Fourth, the Bears would need the Vikings to beat the Packers in week 17.
Okay.
Fifth, after losing to the Bears in week 17, the same team that the Bears just beat, the Falcons, would then need to go beat the Saints in New Orleans in week 18. So if all of that happens, you would have a four-way tie with all the teams being at 8-9, and those teams being the Bears, the Rams, the Seahawks, and the Falcons, with the potential of a seven-way tie that could include the Buccaneers, the Vikings, and the Saints. So who would get the 6 and 7 seeds if all those things happened? Well, the Vikings would get the 6th seed, of course, because of the common games tiebreaker, and they have the tiebreaker against the Bears because of the better conference record against other teams. The Rams would eliminate the Seahawks because they swept them and they went head-to-head twice. And they swept them. So the Seahawks are out. The Saints would be eliminated in tiebreakers with the Falcons and the Buccaneers. So the Saints would be out. But the Bears, they would have a better conference record at 7-5 than the Rams. And the NFC South second place finisher, whether it is the Falcons or the Buccaneers, and the Bears. The Vikings would have the 6. The Bears would have the 7th spot.
Okay.
In the NFC playoffs. But there's also another way the Bears can make the playoffs.
Another route? Let's go.
You want to go one more round?
Yes, please do.
Yes.
Here we go.
I like
that's
that
one
way.
Go another way.
Let's clear this screen below me. Let's go a different way. Starts in week 17 right here, where we know the Bears, they got to beat the Falcons.
Gotta get wins.
Okay? The Buccaneers would have to beat the Saints this week as well. The Vikings would need to beat the Packers this week, too. But the Rams would have to lose their final two games. Either way, the Rams have to lose out. They've got to lose to the Giants, and then they've got to lose to the 49ers in week 18. Seahawks also have to lose their final two games. We mentioned it. They got to lose to the Steelers this weekend. Then they've got to go on the road to the Cardinals, and the Cardinals have to be world beaters and shock the Seahawks in week 18. If all of that happens, it would set up a week 18 elimination game between the Bears and the Packers in Lambeau.
That's fun.
This is good. In this scenario, if the Bears were to beat the Packers and the Vikings still did what they had to do, it would be the Vikings at the 6th seed. But the Seahawks would be eliminated because of that same Rams sweep I mentioned, while the Bears would have a better conference record than the Rams, the Falcons, the Saints, and a better overall record than the Packers. Thus, the Chicago Bears would clinch the 7th seed in the NFC, while the Packers, for the second straight year, would have a win and in and lose in week 18 in Lambeau Field. Guys, there are 2,048 permutations of week 17 and week 18 results involving 8 teams, all vying for the final 3 NFC playoff spots. And that includes the Bears. Only 21 of those 2,048 permutations have the Bears clinching a playoff berth. That is 1%. But that 1% means that Chicago Bears still have a chance.
That's Pete Schrager, Good Morning Football, detailing, as only John Forbes, Nash, Schrager can do, the Bears playoff scenario, all those things, everything happens, and that is the Bears' 1% chance to make the playoffs.
So you're telling me there's a chance.
Yeah, there you go. All right, I'm going to take a break. Steve Rosenblum, Hubs next, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Saturday Suckage on 670 The Score in Odyssey Station.
Steve Rosenblum, Saturday Suckage. We suck so you don't have to. The Bears suck too, but this is an unbelievable thing. The Bears do have a chance to make the playoffs. And Pete Schrager of Good Morning Football broke it down for you. Listen closely. Your head will spin. He goes all John Forbes Nash on you. This is an unbelievable thing. I want you to listen closely. You'll be tested on it later. Pete Schrager, Good Morning Football, how the Bears can make the playoffs.
So how could the Bears complete this remarkable turnaround and shock the world and earn a postseason berth? Producers, my music, please. For the Bears to make the NFC wild card round, the Bears must win their final two home games. That is against the Falcons this weekend with the great Jason McCourty on the call on CBS. And then in Green Bay in week 18, the Bears have to win those two games.
Okay.
Second, the Rams must lose their last two games. That means the Rams must lose to the Giants and then at the 49ers. Third, the Seahawks must lose their final two games. That's the Seahawks at home this weekend against the Steelers and then on the road in the desert against the Cardinals. Fourth, the Bears would need the Vikings to beat the Packers in week 17.
Okay.
Fifth, after losing to the Bears in week 17, the same team that the Bears just beat, the Falcons, would then need to go beat the Saints in New Orleans in week 18. So if all of that happens, you would have a four-way tie with all the teams being at 8-9, and those teams being the Bears, the Rams, the Seahawks, and the Falcons, with the potential of a seven-way tie that could include the Buccaneers, the Vikings, and the Saints. So who would get the 6 and 7 seeds if all those things happened? Well, the Vikings would get the 6th seed, of course, because of the common games tiebreaker, and they have the tiebreaker against the Bears because of the better conference record against other teams. The Rams would eliminate the Seahawks because they swept them and they went head-to-head twice. And they swept them. So the Seahawks are out. The Saints would be eliminated in tiebreakers with the Falcons and the Buccaneers. So the Saints would be out. But the Bears, they would have a better conference record at 7-5 than the Rams. And the NFC South second place finisher, whether it is the Falcons or the Buccaneers, and the Bears. Mm-hmm. The Vikings would have the 6. The Bears would have the 7th spot.
Okay.
In the NFC playoffs. But there's also another way the Bears can make the playoffs.
Another route? Let's go.
You want to go one more round?
Please do.
Yes.
Here we go.
I like
that's one way.
Go another way.
Let's clear this screen below me. Let's go a different way. Starts in week 17 right here, where we know the Bears, they got to beat the Falcons.
Gotta get wins.
Okay? The Buccaneers would have to beat the Saints this week as well. The Vikings would need to beat the Packers this week, too.
But the Rams would have to lose their final two games. Either way, the Rams have to lose out. They've got to lose to the Giants, and then they've got to lose to the 49ers in Week 18. Seahawks also have to lose their final two games. We mentioned it. They got to lose to the Steelers this weekend. Then they've got to go on the road to the Cardinals, and the Cardinals have to be world beaters and shock the Seahawks in Week 18. If all of that happens, it would set up a Week 18 elimination game between the Bears and the Packers in Lambeau.
That's fun.
This is good. In this scenario, if the Bears were to beat the Packers and the Vikings still did what they had to do, it would be the Vikings at the sixth seed. But the Seahawks would be eliminated because of that same Rams sweep I mentioned, while the Bears would have a better conference record than the Rams, the Falcons, the Saints, and a better overall record than the Packers. Thus, the Chicago Bears would clinch the seventh seed in the NFC, while the Packers, for the second straight year, would have a win and in and lose in Week 18 in Lambeau Field. Mm. Guys, there are 2,048 permutations of Week 17 and Week 18 results involving eight teams, all vying for the final three NFC playoff spots. And that includes the Bears. Only 21 of those 2,048 permutations have the Bears clinching a playoff berth. That is 1%. But that 1% means that Chicago Bears still have a chance.
That's Pete Schrager, Good Morning Football, detailing, as only John Forbes, Nash, Schrager can do, the Bears playoff scenario, all those things, everything happens, and that is the Bears' 1% chance to make the playoffs.
So you're telling me there's a chance.
Yeah, there you go. All right, I'm going to take a break. Steve Rosenblum, Hubs next, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly outside of Cleveland, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.